ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Chapter 3, Text 16, Translation and Commentary by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Founder Acharya of ISKCON. Translation: Lord Sri Krishna, thus thinking to himself, established Maharaj Yudhishthira in the position of supreme control of the world in order to show the ideal of administration on the path of piety. Text 17. Utarayam dhrita purur vangsha sadvabhimanyuyana savaidron yastra samplushta punar bhagavata dhritaha. The embryo of Puru's descendant, begotten by the great hero Abhimanyu in the womb of Uttara, his wife, was burnt by the weapon of the son of Drona, but later he was again protected by the Lord. Purport: the embryonic body of Parikshit, which was in formation after Uttara's pregnancy by Abhimanyu, the great hero, was burned by the Brahmastra of Ashwatthama, but a second body was given by the Lord within the womb, and thus the descendant of Puru was saved. This incident is the direct proof that the body and the living entity, the spiritual spark, are different. When the living entity takes shelter in the womb of a woman through the injection of the semen of a man, there is an emulsification of the man's and woman's discharges, and thus a body is formed the size of a pea, gradually developing into a complete body. But if the developing embryo is destroyed in some way or other, the living entity has to take shelter in another body or in the womb of another woman. The particular living entity who was selected to be the descendant of Maharaj Puru, or the Pandavas, was not an ordinary living entity, and by the superior will of the Lord, he was destined to be the successor to Maharaj Yudhishthira. Therefore, when Ashwatthama destroyed the embryo of Maharaj Parikshit, the Lord, by his own internal potency, entered into the womb of Uttara, by his plenary portion, just to give audience to the would-be Maharaj Parikshit, who was in great danger. By his appearance within the womb, the Lord encouraged the child and gave him complete protection in a new body by his omnipotency. By his power of omnipresence, he was present both inside and outside of Uttara and other members of the Pandava family. This is recollection in summary of the pastimes of the Supreme Lord, Krishna, out of Vrindavan, within Vrindavan, outside Vrindavan. There's a distinct difference between the pastimes within Vrindavan and outside of Vrindavan, although they're basically of the same quality, but the quality of sweetness is more prominent in Vrindavan. So these are the pastimes outside of Vrindavan, which are not non-sweet. They're also sweet. But outside of Vrindavan, Krishna is more involved in activities of maintenance of the situation. Here we find that he is saving the embryonic body of Parikshit within the womb of his mother, which is to maintain proper order within the planet by making sure that Parikshit was saved. He was supposed to rule in the same line as in the previous verse we read, Dharmajam, Yudhishthira, who was born of Dharma, both literally and figuratively. He was born of Dharma, Dharmaraj, Yamaraj, the personality of Dharma. And he was born of Dharma figuratively, inasmuch as he was also practically the personification of religious principles. Even in the presence of Krishna, Prabhupada mentioned in one purport that Ramchandra and Yudhishthira, there was no difference in their their adherence to religious principles. They were equally adherent. Still there's a difference between Rama and Yudhishthira. That Yudhishthira is not worshipped in the same way as Rama. Even though Yudhishthira is as religious as Rama, Rama is still the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Yudhishthira is the servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Rama is known as Maryada Purushottam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who establishes a proper behavior within this world. And Krishna is known as Prem Purushottam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who teaches the ultimate principle of dharma, which is simply pure love of himself, which transcends ordinary religious principles. Therefore Krishna says, Savadhaman Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Vraja. It's a wonderful thing that Krishna, who comes to this world, dharma samsthapanartaya sambhavam yuga yuga. He comes to establish religious principles. But then he says, having said that, and discussed so much about dharma throughout the Gita, he eventually says, Savadhaman Parityajya. Give up all religious principles. Mamekam Sharanam Vraja. So does it mean that Krishna is actually rejecting dharma? No. But he is establishing what is the topmost dharma, as is described here in the Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam begins, it's said that the teachings of Bhagavatam begin where the Bhagavad Gita leaves off. So in the beginning of Bhagavatam it's stated, Savai pung sang paro dharma yato bhakti radhokshaya haitukya pratihata yayatma suprasediti. What will actually satisfy the soul? Arjuna was dissatisfied, therefore he approached Krishna to solve his quandary. And Krishna said to give up all varieties of religion and just surrender to me. And that is further explained, Savai Pung Sang Paro Dharma, the topmost religious principle for all living beings, is unmotivated, uninterrupted devotional service to the transcendent Lord. This will satisfy the soul, the transcendent Lord. Dharma is generally executed on the material platform. Generally the rules of dharma, Varnashram dharma, which are again defined as Brahma dharma, Kshatra dharma, Vaishya dharma, Shudra dharma, Stri dharma, the rules and regulations for the different castes and for women, these are stated. So these are meant to elevate one to the transcendental position. But simply by following Varnashram dharma, one cannot, in and of itself, it doesn't give the highest religious principle, which is surrender to Krishna. Although it's of some use in preparing one for elevation to the highest platform. It's meant for that. But unless one, after following all the rules of Varnashram, unless one comes to the standard of Krishna consciousness, then it's all a waste of time, as stated in that same chapter, that second chapter of the Bhagavatam, in the first canto, when the sages have asked different questions about dharma. What is the duty? What is the topmost dharma they wanted to know? So that was succinctly but most definitively described by Suta Goswami, we find in the second chapter of Bhagavatam, that even if one executes all his religious principles very nicely, but he doesn't come to the point of Krishna consciousness, it's just a waste of time. Who knows that verse? Important verse. Nishrama evi kevalam. Well, try and remember. Does anyone know the first line? You have to know what is shrama evi kevalam. Just to say shrama evi kevalam, that means just work. If you say Shrama Evi Kevalam, you could use that as a slogan, that Shrama Evi Kevalam. Yes, everyone, the only thing is work. Only work. This is opposite to our philosophy. So what? Okay, all right, what's the first line? It's the point we're discussing. Dharma svanushtita pungsam vishvaksena katasuyaha nodpada yad yati ratim shrama iviki. So this is a discussion about dharma or duties. So if one performs his duties very nicely, but doesn't gain a taste for hearing and chanting about Krishna, then it's simply work. So Vanashram is meant to lead one to the point of loving Krishna, developing a taste for Krishna consciousness. Without that, it's simply work. So don't preach to people Shrama Evahi Kevalam. That's Vivekananda's philosophy. Madhava Seva is Madhava Seva. Work. Work hard for the country. This is work for Krishna. But that is dharma. So this is establishing what is dharma. And Krishna, here there are so many examples. Krishna's Leela establishes what is the highest dharma. Here we see he's protecting Parikshit because he's a pious king, and at the same time he's protecting him because he's a great devotee. So both purposes are there. You can say functional as one for the sake of maintaining the the planetary order within the planet. Another is because Krishna, he protects his devotees. As Krishna states in Bhagavad Gita, what does he say? Krishna declares that his devotee, Name Bhakta Pranashyati, Kanteya Patijanihi, Name Bhakta Pranashyati. Or actually, he asks Arjuna to declare, you declare. Because Krishna, Prabhupada explained why he's asked Arjuna to declare. Everything he's saying himself in Gita, but this point, because it's most important, he's asking Arjuna, you tell this. Why? Because others may not believe Krishna, because he's known as a thief, a cheat, a liar, and so many different things. From the external point of view, Krishna appears to be immoral. But actually, he has the highest morality because he is prepared to violate the principles of dharma for this purpose. Kanteya Patijani Name Bhakta Pranashit. Krishna's highest dharma is protection of his devotees. That is his highest principle. And to do that, he is prepared to violate other principles. Just like he promised he wouldn't fight at Kurukshetra. But Bhishma said that either Arjuna's promise, so either Arjuna will be killed, and Krishna already promised in the Bhagavad Gita before the fight start that Krishna, he'll always protect his devotees. So either way, Bhishma said, Krishna has to break his promise, I'm going to force him. Either his promise to protect his devotee will be finished, or his promise not to fight will be finished. Now we'll see. So Krishna had to choose, and there's no question, he didn't choose. All this talk about not fighting, forget it. Bhishma is going to kill Arjuna. I have to attack Bhishma. So he did. So this shows that Krishna, even his highest principle is to protect his devotee, which he's doing by protecting Parikshit also. This is his highest principle. That is the highest dharma. From the devotee's point of view, the highest dharma is to fully surrender to Krishna without any personal consideration. And the gopis are considered the topmost devotees because they gave up even the highest principle of dharma, which is to be chaste wives, to surrender to Krishna. They rejected their husbands and surrendered to Krishna. Although, understanding from the point of view of the highest dharma, or actual dharma, actually the gopis are the most chaste women, because any woman who thinks that this is my husband, on the material platform that's very good, but on the spiritual platform we should understand that husband, wife, all this, it's all temporary. And the real husband, friend, lover, mother, father, everything, all in all, is Krishna. So as the topmost devotees, they apparently transgress the principles of religion, of worldly religion, but that is their demonstration of their surrender to Krishna. They become the topmost devotees. So Krishna also, he transgresses the worldly religion, not all the time, but when required, especially for the sake of protecting his devotees. He's prepared to do anything. So this shows Krishna's swadharma, his highest dharma, of protecting his devotees. And Yudhishthira Maharaj, he understood the principle of religion, but he was a very pious, pure devotee, but he was very much in the mood of following all the worldly principles of religion. That's why Krishna told him that you should say that Ashwatthama has been killed. Because before the fight, Yudhishthira, being a very cultured person, he went to all the great leaders just before the battle was to begin. He went to all the great leaders of the Kaurava forces, or those who are lined up with the Kauravas, and asked for their blessings. You please bless me. Now I'm going to fight you. Please bless me that I can fight very nicely. And please also tell me, how can you be killed? So he asked Dronacharya, because he had to kill him. So they come for killing. They're not come for plain tiddlywinks. You don't know what that is, anyway. So it was serious. They were out to kill each other. Still, he was asking blessings. Guru's duty is to give blessings. So he asked Drona, his guru, one of his gurus, fighting guru, how can I kill you? So he said, how can you be killed? He said, I cannot be killed. As long as Ashwatthama is alive, I cannot be killed. Only if he is killed and out of disappointment, I can also be killed. Otherwise, you're not going to kill me. So then he asked Ashwatthama, how can you be killed? He said, I'm not going to be killed. There's no way you're going to kill me. When this fight is over, I'm still going to be here. So then what to do? Drona can't be killed either. So then Krishna told that Drona was causing havoc in the Pandava forces, killing so many people, left, right, center, up, down, all directions. So Krishna thought, we have to kill him. So how to kill him? He can't be killed unless out of disappointment he sees Ashwatthama has died. So then we can't kill Ashwatthama, so we have to just pretend we have to trick him. So then Krishna told Yudhishthira, you call out Ashwatthama is dead. And Yudhishthira said, well, I can't do that. I never told a lie in my life. And then Krishna said, that's why you have to do it, because Drona will only believe you. He won't believe anyone else, because everyone else is a liar. We're all kshatriyas. Kshatriyas are given to lying, at least to very least to boasting. They will say, you see, I killed so many. They'll go, you know, some fight, they kill two people, they say they killed 20 people, like this. Kshatriyas are boasting. Or they'll say, I can single-handedly defeat, as a nature, I can single-handedly defeat 50 people, or whatever it may be. They are different. Maharati can kill how many people? He can fight with 1,000 by himself. Rati is one who can fight with one other chariot. Ardharati means he can't even fight. He needs some help. You need someone else to help him. So Yudhishthira thought, I can't tell a lie. But Krishna, on the higher principle, that we have to win the battle by any means, because we are fighting for dharma. So even within the execution of dharma, there apparent adharma may come. There's no perfect dharma in this world. There's nothing. You can't live a perfectly ideal life. There's no way you can live in this world without doing something wrong. But you can live an ideal life if we fully surrender to Krishna. Because everything in this world that Krishna says, that sadosham api natyajet, everything in this world, there is some fault. Everything we do. How does that verse begin? Sadosham api natyajet. Savarambahi dosheena. In every endeavor, there is some fault. But because of that, we shouldn't give it up. If we think that, well, there's something wrong here, then you can't do anything. You cannot do anything. If you think, I shall only act in such a way that no one will... Sometimes we hear people say, I don't believe in God, but I'm living a very good life. I don't do any harm to anyone. It's not true. If you walk on the road, you'll kill some ants. And if you become a Jain sadhu and sweep the path, by sweeping the path, you're also disturbing you may kill them by sweeping them also. By breathing, automatically by so many joints, by eating, by lighting a fire, That's Panchasuna, that's described in Manu Samhita. In the home there are five kinds of slaughterhouse. In everyone's home, when you're burning the fire, then so many bugs may be killed. When you sweep the floor, so many bugs may be killed. When you bring water from the well, just by doing that, so many bugs. When you're grinding, two kinds of grinders, that makes five. Two kinds. So that also, you may kill so many microscopic living beings. So you can't, even if you want to live a most pious life, some impiety, that's the nature of this world, something you're going to do wrong. And even if you try your best to please everybody, someone's going to be upset. The example Prabhupada gave, Mahatma Gandhi. He wanted to please everybody. But you can't do it. He thought we should be nice to the Muslims, but then the RSS and God say they didn't like it. Let us be nice to the Muslims. Give them their own country. And then they got their own country, but we're not going to give them any weapons or money. Gandhi said, no, give them the weapons. And immediately, what did they do? Attack India. So Gandhi thought we will be very nice to everybody. But let us be fair to Pakistan. Give them the weapons. And immediately, he's being nice to everybody. Immediately, Pakistan attacked India and killed so many people. So he wanted to be nice to everybody, but certain people were not happy with him. You can't please everybody. That's why they shot him, because they were unhappy with him. You can't please everybody. It's not possible. It's not possible to make everyone satisfied in this material world. Therefore, instead of trying to make everyone satisfied, which is not possible, we should try to satisfy Krishna. That will make everyone satisfied. That has the potency to make everyone satisfied. Those who are against Krishna, they are unhappy when Krishna is satisfied. Certain people, when you chant the name of Krishna, they don't like it. They're unhappy. Certain people, if we propose we shall build a temple, they're unhappy. No, why should we build a temple? Build a factory. Better to build a factory. Never mind they're closing them all down, just out in this Vital Udyog Naga. They're closing them down. But the idea, we should have more factories. This will actually benefit people. This was Vivekananda, Nehru, their idea. That what is the benefit of Indian people are misled, they used to say. They're building so many temples. What is the use of a temple? People are thinking the temple, that will be for our kalyan. That will benefit us if we have a temple. They're thinking, no, you have to be practical. Build a factory. That will actually benefit us. But they don't know, because they're murha, means a foolish rascal. They don't know what is the actual benefit, because they don't know what is going on in this world. That is described by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, that utkramantam stitam va pi bhunjanam va gunam vitam vimurha nanu pashyanti pashyanti jnana chakshushah. That they don't see how we are trying. The living entity is giving up one body and getting another body and enjoying the fruits of his previous activities. They're vimuha. They don't know. They don't have jnana chakshu. They simply see what is here now. That we need bread. We need food. So make a factory. How does that work? Food doesn't come from a factory. But they're thinking, we have to improve the economy. These materialistic people, they only see here and now. Same example, the communists, the Bolsheviks in Russia, at the time of the Russian Revolution, they would go in the countryside with horse and cart, and on the cart, they would keep so many loaves of bread. So the people would come out of the church. In every village there were churches. People would come out of church and they say, well, what did you pray in the church? So the most famous Christian prayer is, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. They're praying to God to give you bread. So they said, this is how we are praying. So they said, well, did God give you any bread? No. So why don't you ask us? So they said, our communists who art not in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth, and there is no heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Okay, here it is. So give up praying to God and pray to the communists. Better to be a communist. So foolish people, they are agyani. They don't have knowledge. They're not seeing with the eye of Shastra. Jnana Chakshu means Shastra Chakshu. We should see with the eye of Shastra. Seeing with the eye of Shastra, then we understand Krishna's hand in everything. What is going on behind? Just like a simple example, you see the plane flying in the sky, and you may think, well, it's just flying automatically. But someone who's learned knows that there's a pilot inside. The plane doesn't just fly automatically like that. Of course, you have computer-guided reconnaissance planes nowadays. But that's also, there's someone at the computer controls guiding it. In other words, we may not be able to see the controller, but that doesn't mean there's not a controller. People say, show me God. And if you don't show him, that means they say that he doesn't exist. Well, that is foolish. Just like we're sitting here in Vallabhvidyanagar, and if I say, well, the Prime Minister, and you say, what Prime Minister? I don't believe in any Prime Minister. Show me the Prime Minister. And you say, well, you know, where is he nowadays? Is he in Delhi? Or probably in Delhi, huh? So if you say, well, he's not here, he's in Delhi. I don't believe in any Delhi. I haven't been to Delhi. Why should I believe in it? You say you've been to Delhi. So what? I haven't been there. I don't have to believe in it. I don't believe in any God. I don't believe in any Prime Minister. So you can say like that, but you're just a fool, that's all. So you may say that, well, it's a different example because, you know, you can go to Delhi and see the Prime Minister. Well, what's the proof? How do you know? Have you seen the Prime Minister? You say, you may say, well, there are so many people who have seen the Prime Minister. Well, so many people have seen God. Why don't you believe them? Why not? What's the difficulty? Because they are vimudha, big rascal. They don't want to believe. So here we're hearing about the personality of Godhead, his activities. In summary, they're being summed up. It's very nice for the devotees to recall the pastimes of the Lord briefly. Elaborately and briefly, either way. Elaborately we should study, and then sometimes if we briefly hear, then it brings to mind all those pastimes. It's very pleasing to the devotees. Just like there are different names of the Lord, like Giridhari. Now if you study Krishna's Giridhari Leela, how he's picking up the Govardhan Hill, and it's not just picking up, it's not like a weightlifting championship or something like this. If there's a weightlifting championship, there's nothing to report. Simply he picked it up and he put it down again. That's all. There's nothing special. Why people get excited about this, I don't know. But within Krishna's leela of lifting the Govardhan Hill, there are so many points. How he's protecting his devotees, how he's showing Indra what a fool he is. And then while all the Brajavasis are under the Govardhan Hill, how Krishna is interrelating with them, and how the cowherd boys, they're telling Krishna, you must be tired now, so let us hold it, because they're saying, yeah, he's just the same as us. He's just the same age as us. If he can hold it, we can hold it. So there are so many different leelas which are going on, and as we study and hear about this, then when we hear the name Giridhari, then the whole Damodar, the whole Giridhari leela comes to mind. Same thing, if we hear the name Damodar, then we hear all the different points, how Krishna is so merciful to Mother Yashoda. Such mercy was never shown to, even to Brahma or Shiva. The great yogis, they're trying to tie up Krishna. They're trying to see Krishna, but they can hardly see Krishna. Mother Yashoda is not only seeing, but she's tying him up. The yogis are praying to Krishna for mukti, but Mother Yashoda is making him bound up. He gives liberation, but Mother Yashoda ties up Krishna, and then afterwards she gives him liberation by releasing him. So just by remembering, that's why it's important to remember all the different, there's so many important names of Krishna. So we can remember the names of Krishna. Here, Krishna is protecting his devotees. Most important, how Krishna, there are many names of Krishna, such as Srishtikarta, the creator of the universe. Vishveshvara, generally we think this is, or Vishwanath, generally we think this is the name of Lord Shiva, but actually, ultimately it's the name of Krishna. Ishvara, Parameshwara, again we think these are names of Lord Shiva, but ultimately these are names of Krishna. So these are names, alright, they're names, but more dear to Krishna himself and more dear to the devotees are names like Madhava, Govinda, Damada, Kesha, Krishna, Giridhari, Gopal, because they relate to how Krishna is interacting with his devotees, how he's pleasing his devotees. Hare Krishna. Is there any question about this? Krishna has unlimited names. So they're existing, yes, but you may not find the end of them. Yes, it's not that when you enter the